tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the Flight Command Center at the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Santa is just about 90 minutes into his flight, and after a snowy start, all seems to be going well as he heads south. Meanwhile, Santa trackers all over the world are now sending in reports from nearly every point on the globe, all in an effort to help Santa. Joining me now is one of our millions of volunteer Santa trackers, an elf in every sense of the word, Elf Aiden Bloom, located in what we call Sector 1 in the city of Hobart in Australia. Aiden, what's the time there in Hobart?
It's early Christmas Eve here, mate. The children here are starting to get quite excited.
Outstanding, Aiden. What kind of reports do you as a tracker send to the North Pole at this hour?
Earlier, we did what they called a walkabout, where we report on conditions in our neighborhood and things like the weather, obstructions, roof conditions, chimney inspections for those who have chimneys, that kind of thing. For the next couple of hours, we think our focus will mostly be on the weather and looking out for Santa.
Do you have any idea what time Santa will be there in Hobart?
They don't really tell us that. We have to kind of watch for him. But we think within 5 or 6 hours, Santa could be here.
Outstanding report, Aiden, and thank you for your service to Santa this Christmas Eve. From the North Pole Flight Command Center, this is L. Frank Murr reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.